In Argentina, a renaissance is taking place. The tango is coming back home. For decades, young people preferred rock, pop, and folk music. The tango was an old-fashioned spectacle for the tourists. But in the past few years, that's changed. Now, Argentina's new generation say there's nothing more hip than to follow in their grandparents' dance steps. NPR's Martin Costi has this report from Buenos Aires.
It's 4 o'clock on a rainy Monday afternoon, and the dance floor here at the Ideal Pastry Shop is already packed. The Ideal is old school. The average age here is about 70. Rakish gentlemen with slick back, white hair, and pinstripe suits work their way through the supply of grandmothers in velour gowns. The youngest person in the room is Marisa Iannella. She's in her 40s, and she laments the fact that there are no partners her age.
The problem is that there is a generation who didn't dance tango. So either you have old people or young people, not the middle aged.
The young people come out after midnight at grungy clubs such as La Catedral. A young American lawyer, Monique Paul, has arrived early, 11 p.m., to claim a good table.
This place is so hip. It's just this kind of warehouse space, and come in, it's underground, it's this little counterculture of tango, young and modern and very cool.
La Catedral is underlit, with a post-apocalyptic decor, mismatched furniture, and a heavyset guy in a biker outfit behind the bar. The patrons are mostly in their 20s and wear black vinyl pants and bowling shirts. But when the music starts, they're just as old school as the Ideal. They learn their moves from the professional tango dancers who lurk in the shadows, people like 23-year-old Juan Fossati. He says business is booming. I think there's no doubt that there's been a great enthusiasm for tango in the last year or so, Fossati says. He says when his parents were young, Argentines abandoned the tango in favor of rock and pop. Later, electronica and hip-hop dominated the Buenos Aires club scene. But all that changed with the economic crisis of the past few years. Now that the peso is no longer worth what it used to be, imported CDs of things like jazz are very expensive, Fossati says. But it's not just a matter of the price of CDs. It's also a matter of culture. In times like these, you return to things that are homegrown, he says. During the boom years of the 1990s, Argentina imported everything, from candy bars to automobiles. But since last year's financial collapse, the emphasis in the country has been on self-reliance. As if to echo that, the hit parade has been invaded by young tango bands, such as the Orquestra Típica Fernández Fierro. Argentina's new tango generation is loath to admit it, but the current craze may be partly inspired by the single-minded fanaticism of foreigners. Since Argentina became such a bargain, foreign dancers have flooded Buenos Aires. Lina Acuña runs one of the dozens of so-called tango hotels that have sprung up to accommodate them.
Los que vienen aquí a bailar tango.
The people who come here to dance tango don't do any other kind of tourism. They only know the dance halls, the tango shoe stores, and the tango classes. It's like a drug. One man from Belgium dances 8 hours a day. They make themselves sick.
One such case is Frenchman Alain Gualo, who sits at the edge of the dance floor trying to make eye contact with Argentine women. He's decided to live here part-time. Tango, he says, is a tonic for ennui-afflicted Europeans like him.
They are a little bit fed up of the comfortable life of some modernism, and they are going here to have a sort of touch with the reality, and the reality is the other person.
Waxing philosophical, Gualo says he believes tango is superior to language.
When you are dancing very often, you can understand the life of a person and a woman only with shoulders. You don't have to talk about if she's married, if she got children, only with the tact and the touch of the body.
Tango's reconquest of the Buenos Aires nightlife is nearly complete, which probably means the fad has entered its decadent phase. A sure sign of this, in the purist's opinion, is the appearance of tango electronica. Clearly, the end is near. Martin Costi, NPR News, Buenos Aires.